talking to Coach Fairchild of the Brookfield Girls Squad. Coach, I was there tonight. Tell me a little bit about what happened, and for those listening who weren't there and didn't listen in, how you were able to beat the Marceline squad.
Well, you know, we started off and we hit a couple early shots, and really, you know, that's big for us. We get some good looks from three, and then, you know, I thought we did a good job defending the post tonight, and, you know, our guard play was strong, and you know, our defensive post play was really good.
Now, a win against, I guess, any other team is great, but a win against Marceline is probably even sweeter. Talk to you, because, of course, the rivalry with football and the entire school, so tell me what the win tonight means against Marceline.
Well, yeah, the girls, you know, they were kind of excited to play. You know, sometimes we're not always as ready to play as we need to be. I really thought they came out and really executed very well on offensive end. I've been pleased defensively, you know, the last few games. Offensively, we've been struggling, you know, making good decisions and things like that. And you know, they know those girls and well, and so they were pretty excited to play well.
Now, I don't have my stat book in front of me. I was there at the game, broadcasting the game for Curly Country, but Riley Sensenich, tell me a little bit about her and her play tonight, because I believe she was one of your top performers.
Yeah, she had. She ended up with 20. You know, she started. She came off, and I think she had 10 in the first half and 10 in the second. She's pretty consistent, and you know, defensively, the best game I thought she's played all year. Rebounded the ball well. Made great decisions on the offensive end.
What's coming up in the future, Coach? Next week.
We have Solbury on Thursday and West Grand on Friday, both on the road.
Gotcha. All righty. Well, last question, Coach. Now, I noticed a lot of the game, Marceline had struggled inside the paint. Was that something that you knew to go to, that they might have had some trouble with, or do you think your defense just came out to play?
Well, you know, we struggled last year and the year before. We struggled a little bit defending the post, and you know, I knew, you know, we're not very tall, but we have some girls that are pretty strong, so I thought that helped a lot. And you know, we were conscious, and we thought, you know, we had to make sure that we didn't let the Stahl girl and Jobson girl get open looks from the three, and still be able to guard the post. And we did a good, pretty good job of that, and we still got to continue to work, but I thought it was a good effort.